The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section and Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, as well as NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what those N and O ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first article today comes from the News and Observer. This was published on December 27th and was written by Drew Jackson. A look back at 2018, Triangle Dining shifts after restaurant institutions close. The food halls are open and tasty bites abound. But for some, 2018 may be remembered for what the Triangle Dining scene lost rather than found. The inevitability of restaurant closings seemed particularly cruel this year, claiming some of the area's most historic, acclaimed, and beloved spots. Restaurants tied to the thriving food and drink culture in North Carolina, chefs and bakers who helped make the Triangle a dining destination, retired or no longer could make their projects work. A trio of closings in particular, all from the area before the limelight, mark 2018 as a year of significant change. In the summer, Durham Pillars, Nana's, and Scratch Baking closed within a month of each other, with nearly 4 decades of feeding the city and a handful of James Beard nominations between them. Earlier in December, famed North Carolina pitmaster Keith Allen closed Allen & Son, the Chapel Hill barbecue restaurant known for pork bridging the barbecue divide between Eastern and Western styles. Nana's chef and owner Scott Howell closed his fine dining restaurant after 26 years, feeling the demands and expectations of white tablecloth dinners that had fallen out of favor in the era of fast casual. The restaurant remained steady, he told the News and Observer this summer, but the margins were always narrowing, while Nana Taco, his house of tacos and burritos, boomed nightly across the street. He hasn't left the dining scene altogether. He recently added a fried chicken restaurant, Deluxe Chicken, with partner Rick Robinson, and has other projects in the works. Meanwhile, in January, renowned baker and chef Phoebe Lawless started the year by closing her original scratch bakery on downtown Durham's Orange Street. M Sushi chef Michael Lee took over the spot later on for his fried tasting menu M Tempura. Lawless had opened Scratch Baking in downtown Durham's Orange Street in 2008, growing it from farmers market pies to one of the city's busiest branches and bakeries. So it was even more of a surprise when in July she announced she was closing her second Scratch Bakery, dubbed Baby Scratch, and the adjacent restaurant, The Lakewood, with only a weekend's notice for fans to say goodbye. The Lakewood, open for just a year in the renovated Davis Baking Company building, was her first restaurant named for the neighborhood. In October, True Flavors Diner in Durham announced it would expand by opening a second location of its popular branch restaurant in the former Lakewood spot. Food halls take over. The promise of food halls was finally realized this year with the opening of Morgan Street Food Hall and the soft opening of Transfer Company Food Hall, both in downtown Raleigh. Chapel Hill's Blue Dogwood Public Market claimed the title of the Triangle's first food hall, opening in the summer off of Franklin Street. Together, the food halls signaled the arrival of more than a dozen new eating establishments, with many first-time concepts, while others were expansions of food trucks. The Durham Food Hall is scheduled to open next year in Liberty Warehouse Apartment near Durham's Food Market, having changed locations this year. College favorites close. Perhaps the limits of nostalgia claimed satisfaction in Durham and Spanky's in Chapel Hill. Satisfaction started in the Lakewood area, but moved to Brightleaf Square in the early 2000s, catching on as a Duke bar. Spanky's survived on Franklin Street for 40 years, opened by Mickey Ewell and later owned by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. While the Satisfaction space remains empty, the former Spanky's has been revived by its owners as a fried chicken restaurant named Lula's. Wahlburgers and other chains. Wahlburgers, long awaited and somewhat controversial opening this year on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. The celebrity burger house from the famous Wahlberg family stretches coast to coast, representing new outside interest in a dining scene founded largely on local independent restaurants. After 7 months, however, the restaurant announced December 28th that it had closed. Other regional restaurants also tapped Raleigh and Durham for locations, including Oku Sushi, Barcelona Wine Bar, and Oak Steakhouse in the Dillon & Company North Hills. East Durham adds new restaurants. Last year, East Durham started to attract more restaurant attention. Owners Ali Rudel and Ben Filippo opened East Durham Bake Shop in the spring after an extensive renovation of a historic building, serving sweet and savory baked goods all day, 6 days a week. A couple blocks down, Sophia's Pizza opened in a former cab stand in December. Owners George Gonzalez Pina and Emily Berkeley spent 2 years renovating the building. Closer to downtown, Asheville's High Wire Brewing opened a satellite taproom in Durham's Golden Belt apartment complex. The popular brewery's grand opening in December attracted hundreds of drinkers and a few circus acts. Local favorites carry on. Succession in a restaurant is a particularly harrowing task, sustaining the interest of chefs, owners, and diners across decades and weathering the whims of taste and money. The futures of two notable restaurants appear secure thanks to two deals this year. Historic and influential Southern food temple Crook's Corner will soon be in the hands of its third chef in nearly 40 years. Founded by Bill Neal and Gene Hamer in 1982, Crook's Corner has been captained by Chef Bill Smith since 1992. In January, the kitchen will be handed over to Chef Justin Burdett, following the restaurant's sale to local bartenders Gary Crunkleton and Shannon Healy. In May, the Mecca, Raleigh's oldest restaurant, was sold by the Dombalis family to restaurateur Greg Hateman and his Empire Eats company. Floy Dombalis, 91, and her late husband John were the second generation of Mecca owners, taking over the restaurant from John's father, Nicholas Dombali, who founded it in 1930. For the past 16 years, their son Paul Dombali, 60, ran the restaurant, though Flo remained a fixture at the cash register, greeting diners as they came and went. She retired from the restaurant late last summer. Hatem said that he is a longtime admirer of the restaurant and has vowed to change little about it. Durham's drinking district expands. Count Durham among the cities of the world where one can drink and throw an axe. Greer Street in Durham, the city's drinking district, continued to fill in through 2018, adding new bars and restaurants, including Urban Axes, pizzeria and bar Hutchins Garage, and the future Durham Box Car Bar and Arcade. The district is almost entirely former warehouses and garage spaces that have been turned into bars and restaurants, starting with coffee shop Coco Cinnamon, Full Steam Brewery, and continuing through concert venue Motor Co. and a handful of other late-night spots that have opened in the last decade. The city's continued addition of new apartment complexes suggests the district will continue growing. Next, also from the News and Observer, Cucciolo Osteria's authentic Italian cuisine worthy of a culinary love affair. Cucciolo Osteria is located at 601 West Main Street, Suite C in Durham. Their phone number is 984-243-8744, and the author, Greg Cox, gave Cucciolo Osteria a 4-star rating. Dear Cucciolo, forgive me if I'm being too forward in declaring my feelings for you so soon in our relationship. Dare I call it that? It was mere weeks ago that we first met, and we've only seen each other twice so far. But I like to think I have reason to hope that the feeling is mutual. After all, it was you who first uttered those three little words that I longed to hear. Those words are the Roman way. They were right there on your menu, describing your linguine alla carbonara. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've been lured astray by the promise of that dish at other restaurants, only to have my heart broken by sham versions that cheat with cream. We both know that cream has no place in an authentic carbonara. Your menu description was a coy promise that you would not let me down. Oh, how you kept that promise, my dear Cucciolo. Let me count the ways. Al dente pasta, firm but supple in a sauce created by a raw egg cooked by the heat of the pasta. The salty umami of pecorino romano, the earthy funk of guacinale, and the finishing touch, the essential spice note, just a bit of black pepper. Our time together has been all too brief, but it has been enough for me to discover that your charms are not limited to linguine alla carbonara, or even to pasta for that matter, though your tagliatelle al pomodoro, that vibrant sauce of fresh tomatoes, and truffle tagiarin, those thin, egg-rich noodles flecked with black truffle. They have shown me that you have just a deft hand with fresh pastas as with dried. And my breath still catches when I recall your risotto alla latte, creamy pearls of risotto cooked in milk, rosy petals of prosciutto scattered across the top. I close my eyes, and your many other delights begin to parade across my imagination. There's a small plate of prosciutto di San Daniele with mozzarella mousse and a crispy gnocchi frutti, a playful exploration of flavors and textures, an arancini, delicately crisp orbs of deep-fried, lightly breaded rice with a creamy filling of butternut squash paired with a spicy aioli for dipping, and a rustic chicken liver pate with sage, fetchingly presented in a small jam jar with olive oil drizzled rounds of toasted baguette alongside. Your roasted grape bruschetta with creamy goat cheese and toasted walnuts is oh so Italian, and such a refreshing change of pace from the usual bruschetta offering. I can't wait to explore your other variations, maybe burrata and roasted hazelnut with truffle honey next time, or the exotic-sounding bacala mantecato, creamed hand-shredded salt cod, if I'm feeling adventurous. My compliments, dear Cucciolo, on your wise decision not to overextend your kitchen, especially in the months just after opening in late July. Your offering is brief but broadly appealing, with just 3 listings under the Secondi heading, though I understand you'll be introducing a new, slightly expanded menu in January, which will include a fresh catch of the day. I haven't yet tasted your beef tagliata, sliced New York strip steak with arugula, shaved Parmigiano Reggiano, and a 12-year-aged balsamic, but I have sampled your 2 entree offerings. I hope you're not offended when I say I found the breading on your butter chicken, brined chicken double cooked in butter, a bit too thick and dense, though the breast itself was lusciously buttery. I was thoroughly bewitched, on the other hand, by your porchetta, pork belly rolled over seasonal herbs and nuts and slow roasted, which was oh so tender. And oh, what can I say about your sublime sweets? Only that choosing between your silky panna cotta and your coffee-soaked ladyfingers nestled between layers of Marsala-sweetened mascarpone and a pillowy, cocoa-dusted tiramisu, it's exquisite torture. And as long as I am bearing my soul, I should confess that my first impression of you, based, I'm ashamed to admit, on nothing more than the spare lines and industrial chic decor of your narrow, high-ceilinged dining room, was that you were cool and detached. How happy I was to discover that beneath all that warehouse brick and exposed beams beat a heart full of passion for good food, and that the passion was shared by your attentive and knowledgeable waitstaff. I hope you'll understand, dear Cucciolo, when I tell you that I've asked around about you. I hear you have 3 sisters in South Korea. The oldest, also known as Cucciolo, is a tiny 20-seat restaurant whose name, Cucciolo means puppy, is a nod to its size. You were given that same name and a similar menu by your owner, Chef Jimmy Kim, whose cousin owns the restaurants in South Korea. There's no denying it's a cute name for a restaurant, one might even say fetching. But as I hope I have made clear, my feelings for you go much deeper than mere puppy love. Hungering for our next encounter, GC. Again, Cucciolo Osteria is located at 601 West Main Street, Suite C in Durham, and their phone number is 984-243-8744. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, First Take, East Cut Sandwich Bar in Durham, published December 2nd by Ron Wynn. East Cut Sandwich Bar is located at 3211 Old Chapel Hill Road in Durham, and their phone number is 919-439-1852. When it comes to sandwiches, what comes to your mind? A couple of slices of bread, some protein in the middle, maybe some cheese. It doesn't sound very exciting, does it? But thankfully, we've got a new sandwich shop in town, East Cut Sandwich Shop in Durham. Located in the same building as the short-lived Finch's Durham, East Cut Sandwich Shop is a modern and hip take on a traditional up-north sandwich shop. And it also adds a bit of gourmet surprise to the mix. After 2 visits to East Cut, I've got a pretty good feeling for what they're doing, most of which is good, but there is certainly some room for improvement. Heading over to East Cut Sandwich Shop, you may be surprised at its location. Sitting in what seems to be a mostly residential neighborhood, you'll quickly spy a narrow driveway leading to East Cut's parking lot and building. While the lot in front has limited spaces, there's plenty of room in back for your vehicle. Head on over to the building, and you'll find a large wraparound patio, but the side doors are not usable as an entrance. Enter up front, and you'll find yourself in the main dining room, which has a bit of a western feel with the knotted pine floor planks and wood slat separator. East Cut is counter order, table service, and the line forms to the left. The menu at East Cut Sandwich Bar is focused on, guess what? You got it. Hearty sandwiches, either cold or hot, along with some salads and burgers. What's nice is that at East Cut, you can also grab a beer, cocktail, or adult slushie with your meal, so they're trying to traverse the lunch and dinner periods with some alcoholic bevies. There's also a daily specials board, and it looks like they get a bit creative here. Sandwiches are sold bare here on round buns or hero rolls. You'll have to add a side, curly fries, sweet potato tots, salad, potato salad, to make it a meal. With most sandwiches between $6 to $15, you can eat pretty affordably here. East Cut Sandwich Bar also has an after dark and brunch menu for Sundays, which I have yet to try. Given that I am not much of a cold sandwich fan, my eyes settle on the chicken parm and cheesesteak offerings. But after a mental coin flip, chicken parmigiana it is. East Cut does a very nice chicken parmigiana sandwich, which is served up on a beautiful but smallish seeded roll. The chicken cutlet is very well browned and nicely assembled with great cheese and sauce coverage. It's a delicious sandwich, which he did spell sandwich, S-A-M-M-I-C-H. But let's face it, it is hard to go wrong with a chicken parm. On the second visit, I get to try their chicken a la vodka sandwich on special. It's similar to a chicken parm, but goes with a creamier a la vodka sauce, ham, and smoked gouda on top. It's a hit for me, albeit a bit messy. And I actually like the form factor of the East Cut sandwich on a standard roll versus a sub roll. You seem to get a bit more with the smaller one. While the overall menu is pretty standard for sandwiches, one thing I noticed is East Cut Sandwich Bar's creativity around the specials. The peanut satay wings I tried on special were a very unique rendition of a Thai-style wing with lots of rich, peanutty flavor. Cooked confit style, double cooked in oil, once at a lower temp and then finished in hotter oil, the wings at East Cut fall off the bone with a lot of tender chicken meat. This confit preparation takes a bit of work and isn't something I've seen a lot of in the area, so kudos to East Cut Sandwich Bar for the effort. Service at East Cut Sandwich Bar is solid, but they are definitely training up their staff, so be patient. There's a new covered patio, which has recently opened up, so the owners here have some ambition with the seating. Overall, I think you'll be pleased by the sandwiches at East Cut Sandwich Bar. They're prepared with attention and a bit of creativity, although the final results are a bit inconsistent. But given how recently they've opened, I'm hoping that the East Cut Sandwich Bar will get settled in across all aspects of its service and menu. Either way, if you live in the hood, don't miss out on this little gem and that great patio. With a delicious sandwich and beer in hand, I can't imagine you wouldn't be happy and pleased. East Cut Sandwich Shop is located at 3211 Old Chapel Hill Road in Durham, and their phone number is 919-439-1852. Next is a food truck review. Mr. A's Beignets serves the quintessential beignet, Pillows of Deep Fried Dough, published December 6th in the News and Observer by Greg Cox. Where? Mr. A's Beignets is usually, but not always, parked at 400 North Salem Street, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings. A second truck sometimes makes appearances elsewhere. Check the calendar on the restaurant's website for the schedule. And that restaurant's website is squaredonuts.com. Their phone number is 919-624-9209. You're in for a treat. These are every bit as good as the ones at Café du Monde. The chatty dude behind us in line was referring to the New Orleans landmark, renowned as a mecca for beignet aficionados. He went on to say that he had been a fan of Mr. A. Beignets ever since he first spotted the bright yellow truck parked in a small gravel lot on North Salem Street in Apex a couple of years ago. He had heard others favorably compare the truck's beignets to the legendary ones at Café du Monde, and he had always wondered if it was true. He had finally been able to make the pastry pilgrimage to the French Quarter institution this past summer and was now enthusiastically confirming his findings with anyone who would listen. It had been several years, okay, decades, since I had last had beignets at Café du Monde, but I've got to say, I agree with his assessment. These are the quintessential beignets, pillows of deep-fried yeast dough. Think square donuts, light but with a gratifyingly chewy, tender texture, deep-fried to a delicately crisp golden brown, and blanketed with a blizzard of powdered sugar. And no wonder. The truck's owner, Arlton, that's Mr. A, Cangliosi, was born and raised in New Orleans. He first worked as a 16-year-old for Dunkin' Donuts, then honed his skills with a year-and-a-half stint at a Big Easy beignet shop. After moving on to a more serious career with the U.S. Postal Service, he retired after 30 years and revived his early pastry passion by starting Mr. A's Beignets in 2015. You'll usually find him at the fryer, turning out beignets to order by the dozen, or more accurately, by the Lan Pienet dozen, that's Creole for baker's dozen. He also makes mini beignets, a sort of square donut hole that's popular with children who also like to dip them in one of the optional sauces, Nutella, Hershey's fudge, or caramel. If you're a beignet novice, the first few tips are in order. Number one, as the sign over the menu says, they're pronounced beignets. Second, don't inhale as you're taking a bite, or you'll snort about a kilo of powdered sugar. Third, the beignets are cooked to order, so be prepared to wait a little bit. They don't take long, though, and you can use that time to chat with the guy behind you in line. That's pretty much the entire menu, except for a handful of hot and cold beverage options. You'll want to try that other New Orleans specialty, coffee with chicory, at least once. Granted, the menu is limited, but Mr. A's beignets is truly worth seeking out. Or to quote an expert on the subject, you're in for a treat. Mr. A's Beignets is usually, but not always, parked at 400 North Salem Street in Apex, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings. A second truck sometimes makes appearances elsewhere. Check the calendar on the website's menu for schedule. And again, that website is squaredonuts.com. Their phone number is 919-624-9209. And very quickly, from the Triangle Food Blog, Friday Fun Food Facts 2018 Year-End Edition, the top restaurant news of 2018. A Place at the Table opened in January 2018 as Raleigh's very first pay-what-you-can-style restaurant and is located in the former Café de los Muertos space in downtown Raleigh at 300 West Hargett Street. It concluded the year being featured on NBC. I can't think of a better representation of the Triangle spirit in general and the spirit of the locally owned and operated restaurants we are blessed with here. Pay them a visit in 2019. Also, Linwood Brewing Concern, which operates a grill and tap room in North Raleigh and a brewery and bar at Dock 1053 on East Whitaker Mill Road, opened their newest restaurant called Wilson's Eatery, featuring locally sourced, scratch-made sandwiches, flatbreads, and salads, with several house-made sodas and mixers in their craft cocktails. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. 832-5138.